been unbelievable for me. Coach Kelly's system, philosophy, the way we practice, the music, all that stuff, the energy has been outstanding. And then the players that I get to work with are unbelievable. They're a great group of guys. They bring a lot of energy every day. They work hard, and they've really gotten a lot better, and we're excited.
How much does it help that Coach Kelly emphasizes special teams so much and has these dedicated portions of practice so that you can fine-tune and hone skills and special teams guys?
That's a huge part of being successful in anything, is having backing and support from people above you. And Coach Kelly does a terrific job with that. And Howie's done a great job on the personnel side of things, acquiring talent that helps us out also. So really it's been a great team effort, and I'm fortunate to be a part of it.
I got to ask you about one of the rookies. I'm asking all the coaches about the new guys that have come here, and Brad Wing, very, very talented, was one of the best in the country at LSU. What are some of the things that when you looked at the film and studied him that you really liked about him?
Well, Brad's got an explosive leg. He has the ability to drive the ball down the field far, which is always good when you're a punter. But no, he's a great kid. You know, he's had, you know, some things in the past, but I think he's overcome a lot of those things. He's looking forward to the future, and he's got a bunch of talent. He does a great job situation punting. Talking about plus 50 punting down in the ball inside the opponent's 10-yard line, 5-yard line. He's done a great job with that. So we're excited about working with him and seeing what he can do.
Why is it that someone like Brad could have been very successful in college, but you'll see as with kickers and punters in general, need a couple of years to bounce around before they're...
Yeah, I think ultimately you're talking about the 32 best players in the world at one position. And when you're talking about that, you know, you have to be consistent. And I think ultimately it's just becoming consistent where you can hit the same punt, you know, every time, no matter what the snap was, no matter what's happening in front of you, no matter what the wind and the conditions are. And I think that consistency takes time to develop.
One of the big positions everyone talks about, especially, is the punt return. And we've seen DeSean Jackson out there, and he seems enthused and really is open to the idea of, you know, taking a bigger role. How much did you talk with him to, you know, gauge how much he wants to be part of the return unit, and what's it been like coaching him instead of seeing the highlights or, you know, being on the other side?
Yeah, no, DeSean's been outstanding, but really we've asked a bunch of guys to go back there and return punts. The depth chart won't be decided in the spring here. It's going to be decided in the fall, and he's been outstanding. I'm excited to work with him. I think at the end of the day, coaching comes down to your relationship with the players and respect, and I think we both have a healthy amount of respect for each other. He comes to work every day, does a great job. I know he's an explosive returner. We all know that. But we got a bunch of guys that are explosive on this roster, and we look forward to seeing what they can all do.
Can you break down the kickoff return battle? Because last year you had two rookies, Brandon Boykin, you know, not a he's big, but not like, you know, a tough build, like a running back build, like a Demaryius Johnson. So two different builds. Neither was able to really, you know, set themselves apart at one point or during the season. What do you see being the key facets in terms of one of them being able to win out the battle of the other?
Oh, we'll figure that out when we start playing with pads on. But they've done a great job in practice so far. I'm excited about all those guys. We also have Jeremy Macklin back there. He's done a great job for us. We had Felix Jones, who's returned kicks in the past, potentially could be back there. So we've got a lot of potential at that position. We'll see what happens in the preseason. We're going to give everybody a shot. You know, in terms of big guys versus small guys, you know, there's something to be said for big guys, but there's also been a bunch of returners who are smaller, have been explosive at the same position, so I don't think that's a determining factor.
Is there a position that translates better, whether it's running back or receiver or defensive back, just because of vision and, you know, the way they work in space?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say that. I think in general, obviously, it's more of an offensive skill set. It's what those guys are doing, carrying the football, rather than a defensive player, but there's been plenty of defensive players who've gone back there and done a great job. You know, there's been receivers who've done a good job. There's been running backs who've done a good job in the past. So I don't think you could narrow it down to one position. At the end of the day, it's going to be somebody who's highly motivated to go back there and make a big play.
How important is it when you're utilizing those units, or particular units, to be aggressive and attack the opponent? You know, to not give them a chance to you know, make their plan, to be the one that's setting the tempo.
I think anytime you're playing the game of football, you want to be the one under control. And in every play, somebody's in control. It's either you or your opponent. And I think as much as you can dictate the tempo, you want to do that, no matter what side of the ball you're on. And that's what we'll try to do in special teams.